The first concept for the Wilson Sheffield Park in Collingwood has now been revealed to the public, and you have until March 23 to send in your comments on the concept to help shape the project moving forward. The 1.25-hectare site beside Admiral Collingwood Elementary School on Day Drive will be home to the new park. As it stands now, the park will include 2 3-on-3 basketball facilities, 6 pickleball courts and 3 tennis courts. An accessible children's playground is also included in the design, as well as an outdoor fitness circuit with calisthenic workout stations along the adjacent trail network, which will connect with the train trail. The proposed design includes a 200-square-meter building to house toilets and sports storage. There are no formal change rooms in the plan. The building's exterior will include a shaded area, and a green roof is also being considered for the building. The parking lot will be shared with the school to help with overflow parking, and bike racks and seating will also be included. The town is also considering public art opportunities in the park, where possible. In September 2021, council voted in favor of naming the park after the Wilson Sheffield family, specifically Herbert Wilson and his wife, Yvonne Sheffield, parents to Sylvia, Carolyn and Herb Wilson. Herbert Wilson was a foreman working for the town of Collingwood in 1955 when he died on the job under suspicious conditions. He was 37 years old, with a wife and 3 children at home. His death was not investigated until 2002. Before his death, Wilson experienced violent racism on the job, including being sprayed head to toe with hot tar. Yvonne Sheffield was raised in Collingwood and was a gifted athlete at Collingwood Collegiate Institute. She was denied access to competitions, including the 1938 championship track meet in Orillia, because of the color of her skin. The deadline for public feedback and comments on the Wilson Sheffield Park plans is March 23 at 4:30 p.m. To view the plans for the park, including more artistic renderings, and to access the comment sheet to provide feedback, click here. Feedback can also be emailed directly to Administrative Assistant Amanda Norris at anorris@collingwood.ca.